Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Although, and we must be honest about this, we can't even remember how many times we've had to cancel this particular enemy of wokeness. In the most current case, DeSantis has earned excommunication due to negative comments he made regarding electric vehicles in the preparation for Hurricane Milton.
If you have an electrical vehicle, just remember that if you have saltwater intrusion, particularly with storm surge, it can catch on fire, and that creates a major fire hazard, and it puts your home, if it's in a garage in your home, it puts your home in jeopardy of burning down.
No, you can't tell people that EVs will burn down their houses. He even told them that they needed to move their EVs out of the path of the storm surge.
Sure, but if you have an electric vehicle that you're getting it out of the range of any storm surge, get it to higher ground.
Oh, dear brethren, this will not do at all. All the hard work we've done pretending that EVs are wonderful and have no flaws, going up in sparks like a burning Tesla, all you could have predicted. As you could have predicted, the gas lovers and the climate deniers have seized on these comments to ridicule electric vehicles, including Dear Leader Biden's push for an EV mandate, by sarcastically noting that it's maybe not the best idea to require coastal communities to convert to vehicles that blow up 2 to 3 days after suffering saltwater intrusion. Of course we know this is a real problem. We've seen the impossible task of extinguishing flaming EVs to the point that firefighters sometimes just bury them in the ground until they go out. But talking publicly about it like this will do nothing but alarm short-sighted car purchasers in coastal communities and scare them off making the greenest of choices with their automobiles. In the grand scheme of things, what does it matter if a dozen or even 100 homes burn to the ground due to EV spontaneous combustion compared with saving the planet from burning itself to the ground because of climate change? Stopping the global climate apocalypse is far more important than avoiding a few home-destroying unquenchable lithium-ion battery fires. This is just as bad as when misguided reporters note that cobalt, a key ingredient in lithium-ion batteries, is mined by children in slave labor conditions. What's a little child slavery in comparison with saving the planet? The needs of the many far outweigh the needs of 40,000 10-year-olds in the Congo. And if we can ignore the plight of these children, we can certainly ignore a few random Florida garage fires. Florida itself is already such a raging dumpster fire. What's the difference with adding a few EVs to the inferno? Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, 36-year-old Brazilian influencer and model Sue Ellen Carey for getting divorced from herself. For those of you who don't remember this story from last year, the social media star with 400,000 followers on Instagram made headlines when she announced her decision to forsake the traditional norm of marrying another person in favor of seeking companionship and nurture, support, and fidelity from someone she could really build a life with herself. Labeling this profound commitment to self-love as sologamy or sologamy, as compared with monogamy or polygamy, she dove right into all the self-love she could endure. After a truly dazzling display of convention bending, which we adore, Sue Ellen sadly discovered that she really wasn't cut out for the independence of self-marriage, which she says turned out to be a lot more demanding than she'd imagined. She was unable to live up to her own high expectations for herself, which left her often feeling exhausted, lonely, and underappreciated. After 10 sessions at couples therapy, with herself and herself openly navigating their challenges and what a separation might mean, she decided she was no longer willing to remain faithful to herself. So rather than cheat on herself or ask for a trial separation or even consider trying an open sologamy, she has simply filed for divorce. Now, we certainly sympathize with Ms. Carey, who incidentally did not change her name in the marriage, and we realize she is only doing what is best for herself. But the problem here is she's brought ridicule upon what we believe to be a completely viable alternative lifestyle, thus diminishing the entire holy acronym string and making it harder for sologamists everywhere to receive the acceptance and inclusion they so obviously deserve. By divorcing herself, Sue Ellen has made it seem as if self-mating, or the SM in LGBTQ2SIA-SM, not to be confused with sadomasochism, another equally viable SM, is not a genuine alternative. Sadly, the selfish act of splitting up with herself makes it seem like auto betrothal itself is to blame. Almost as if unigamy, or selfing, or me-spousing, or flying solo in a plane built for two is somehow less inadequate or inferior to other more traditional forms of conjugal bliss. So for bringing disrepute upon the bonds of holy selfimony, and thereby undermining the general cause of advancing our pansexual anything other than traditional marriageism, Sue Ellen Carey, we cast both you and your ex-wife, Sue Ellen Carey, out of the fold of eternal love and compassion, thus forever untying the knot between yourselves and us. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, let us all take a moment to celebrate the unity being demonstrated across all professional sports with the hashtag #TimeOutAgainstHate campaign. This first of its kind educational crusade, This first of its kind educational operation has brought together the leaders of Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer, it is too a real sport, the NBA, the NFL, the WNBA, the NHL, the National Women's Soccer League, also a real sport, and NASCAR, to create ads that will air during broadcasts of all these sports, some of which obviously are never actually shown on television, to encourage Americans to take a timeout on hate. Since, as the campaign will declare, hate is winning, viewers will be encouraged to simply and profoundly make the T sign of a timeout signal with their hands whenever they encounter any form of hate, from anti-Semitism to anti-blackism to anti-acronymism to anti-womanism to anti-Islamism, not against anti-whiteism, anti-manism, or anti-Christianism, obviously. Just think of all the years we had to live with this hatred when we could have just been making the timeout gesture at the haters. So many wasted centuries when such a simple approach could have averted so much tragedy. Just as a team that's losing a game calls a timeout to change the momentum, we as a society can take a timeout on being racists until, one can speculate, it's safe to resume being racist again? Now, of course, I admit, along with the critics of this new plan, that it won't actually do anything. But that's not the point. The point is for us to feel good about our show of pretending to want to solve the issue. That's what really matters. Obviously, since we believe racism is at the very heart of every modern American institution, including professional sports, we're well aware that these racist sports barons are not going to voluntarily do anything that eviscerates their power by actually tackling the racism at the base of it. So the very fact all these leaders are willing to do this must mean it's meaningless. But we can pretend. We can feel good. We can make the timeout symbol together and imagine in our heads the flutes and the tambourines playing in our fantasy sports field of inclusion daffodils and heart-shaped finger lilies. So good for you, professional sports, for finally using your power, not for good itself, but to at least give us the feel-good illusion of thinking we're doing something that matters. Virtue signaling at its very finest. Well done. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Refreshments this week are provided by G-Wiz, the makers of high-potency electrolyte replacement vitamin drinks made exclusively from filtered and recirculated urine. Taking a lesson from preppers and survivalists, the chemists at G-Wiz realized that so many vitamins and nutrients are shed while talking to a man about a horse, that repurposing all that reclaimed human effluent could be a delightfully flavorful natural alternative to Gatorade, and help mitigate the aquifer depletion crisis the world may soon face. Now available in refreshing tangerine, tangy lemon-lime, and unsweetened original flavor. Gee whiz, you can really taste the virtue.
And now, brethren, sisterin, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.